This is episode 5 from season 2 of Drupalcast, your one-stop shop on all things education and the arts. I am Jeremy Solomon, and with me today is Asmita Naidu. Asmita is a fun-loving, happy-go-lucky person who happens to take her work very seriously. After a couple of years in the education industry, she decided to leave it all and start a venture of her own. Join us as we discuss, among other things, experiences, views, home tutoring, IB, and EYP. Hey Asmita, what's up? How's life?
Hi Jeremy, all good. Seeing you after a long
time. After a very, very long time. I know, yeah. How have you been?
I'm doing great, you can see.
I know.
Fabulous as ever.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And thank you so much for agreeing to be on this podcast and agreeing to have this conversation with me. And I know that we are going to have a very interesting, fruitful conversation. And more so, thank you for having me at your lovely home.
Thank you.
And we are here at Asmita's place, and we are shooting here, and we are hoping that we're going to have a very fruitful conversation from this whole process.
Yes, definitely. Looking forward.
Yeah. Awesome. So, Asmita, one of the first things that I want to talk to you about is different things that you're doing in the field of education, different ways that you're trying to work with parents, work with kids and everything. And we will get into that a little. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, if you watched our podcast before, and if the viewers know how we generally do things here, we normally start off with a little game.
Yes.
So it's a drama game, and okay. This is the second interview that we're doing offline.
Okay.
So I have played a few games with the other people who've been on the show before, but that was in an online setup.
Okay.
So I like to see how those games would also work in an offline setup.
Great.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you for a few suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the suggestions, we're going to do something.
Cool.
All right?
Yes.
So the first thing is, can you give me an interesting or an unlikely profession?
Okay. A pilot?
A pilot. Okay. Both of us are now pilots.
Okay. Cool.
Can you give me an interesting or an unlikely place?
A five-star hotel.
A five-star hotel. Now, if there are two pilots at a five-star hotel, what is something that they want there or need?
Massage.
A massage. Now, here's the thing. Both of us are five-star, I mean, we're pilots at a five-star hotel, going to get a massage, but when we go there, we realize that there is an issue and we can't get a massage.
Okay.
So that's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And from here, we get into character and have a conversation with each other as these pilots, just to see where it goes.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
yes.
Simple enough?
Yes, yes.
All right, we ready to go?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Oh, my back. I really need to get a massage.
Same here, Jeremy. It hurts so much.
I know.
You've been flying a lot, isn't
it? I have been flying a lot, yeah. And you know what? It's not just about flying the plane.
Right.
But sometimes the passengers can be really irritating and you'll have to make sure they're... Yeah, so I don't know why we're unable to get a massage now.
I don't know. I checked with the manager as well.
What did the manager say?
There's some issue with the masseuse. I don't know what.
Uh-huh.
But I was expecting a good massage at this fabulous hotel.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I'm disappointed.
Me too. Extremely disappointed. By the way... I heard that you're retiring next week.
I am.
Yeah. How come I did not expect you to get an early retirement?
You know, Jeremy, the hectic schedule, so many hours of flying and then staying away from your family. I just thought I don't want this in my life.
All right.
You know?
All right.
I was expecting to go a little longer, but then I decided to just get retired.
I see.
Yeah. How did you get to know about it? It's quite confidential.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that, but I wanted to know why you're being retired. So you know how the company sent us to this hotel?
Yeah.
As a way of, they said it was a treat
Right.
Because of all the good work that we've done.
Yeah.
So I know that it wasn't your idea to retire. And they kind of like made you retire because they're going to give me your position.
What are you saying, Jeremy?
Yeah, they're going to give me your position and I accepted it.
This wasn't conveyed to me.
I know, but I just felt I should tell you because we are such good friends.
I really appreciate that though, but I'm a little taken aback.
I know. Yeah. And this was causing a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety, and I didn't know how I was going to tell this to you, and I was hoping that we would get a nice, calm, peaceful massage and then over a cup of coffee we would break it to each other.
Right. No, but I'm fine with it. I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if, you know, after me, if somebody deserves it, it's definitely you.
Right.
I'm happy for you, but I'm not happy with the management. Well, I guess, always be very...
I know. Yeah, I guess it's always like that, right? Everyone has these complaints.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we can go check out if you're able to get a massage now.
We should. Yeah, I think now we deserve it.
Now we need to get this massage.
If not, let's head outside.
Let's go outside. Yeah, let's make a plan.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yes. Oh my God. I was taken back to school and theater. That was so much fun.
Yes. Yeah, and I was taken back to school as well because both of us did work together at a school, and we did have a lot of fun times, right? And not only with the students and in the classroom, we would have a group of friends and we would meet for lunch and go different places and everything, right?
Yeah.
But one thing that I will always remember is the way you worked with the students in class. And you used to do EYP, right?
Yes.
Which is the early years program, or in some places it's the pre-nursery or the kindergarten, but very, very, very young kids. And it's a very difficult age group. I used to come once a week and do drama in that class. And even though they're so young and so difficult to handle, the way you did it is just commendable.
Thank you.
So good on that. But I know you're doing something a little different now.
Yes, a bit different.
A bit different now, right? So once again, I want to know about that. But I also want to know more things about you.
Okay.
Yeah, so generally in a school setup or even in an office setup, right? When we ask somebody, tell me about yourself, they either tell us their hobbies or things they like doing, art or traveling or different things. And that's fine.
Right.
It's perfectly fine. And today, everyone's lives are on social media.
Yes,
so
true.
For the most of it, I can just go on Facebook, LinkedIn and just
find out
what things you like to do. I would be very interested in knowing maybe two or three things that is completely unique about you.
About me?
Yeah.
So I think it's always been there, but recently I have started realizing that I'm very spontaneous. I'm very spontaneous for everything. I don't need planning as such. Even when it comes to teaching, I can be very spontaneous. If I don't get time to plan, if I don't get time to get resources, I can make in there and there and make the class amazing. So even with functions or my daily life, I'm very spontaneous. And I started, you know, cherishing that quality of me now. So I'm very much happy about it. I'm also crazy. I'm very hyper at times, but I feel that keeps my energy going on and gives me time and that push to do whatever I want to do in life. So these two things, I think, are really, really important right now as well. Yes.
All right. Is there anything else that you would want the viewers and listeners to know about you that's a little out of the box?
I think also I'm a very family person.
Okay.
I like to be around my family. Mm-hmm. I miss them a lot.
Mm.
And, you know, also I like to be very social. I like to meet many friends, many people around. And hence I solo travel a lot. I started 3 years back. I started meeting new people. I've made that network, which is very helpful. So, you know, these few things I really am enjoying recently in my life. And it's always been there, but I'm using it now is what I feel. And yes, creativity stays with me forever. It has to be. And I just love art and craft, painting, colors. They just, I can keep going on with them. Yes.
Right. That's awesome. That's great to hear. And I've known you for maybe 4, 5, 6 years now.
More than that,
More than
Jeremy.
That, 7 years,
yes,
I guess.
Seven years,
yeah.
Seven, eight years.
It's been
years.
A good 7 years, right? But I also know that you have worked quite a bit to reach where you are right now.
Yes.
And you still have a long ways to go with the plans that you have and everything. And I'd be very interested, and I know the viewers and listeners will be as well, to just listen into your story and your journey as to where you came from, where you are, and where you're going from here.
Right. So, as you know, I'm not from Bangalore. I came from Nagpur to do my master's in psychology. So, while doing that itself, the first semester, I thought, no, this is not for me. The life, the hectic study pattern, I just wanted to quit and run. But then, because my father told me, no, don't give up, keep trying, I kept trying, and, you know, I got through my master's. After that, I got my first job in Oak Ridge International School. I was working with you. And to be very honest, Jeremy, it's an international school. I had no clue about it. It was so difficult for me, being a teacher, or in fact, being a student who was taught in a very traditional way, right? And IB is not that. I freaked out. And then I realized, no, this is not going to work. I have to research. I have to find ways and do it. Because we didn't start with our training initial days, right? So it was a big struggle. I used to be lost in class, and being very honest, but yes, that was it. Then you remember Boni ma'am, right? So Boni ma'am spoke to me. She said, don't give up. You keep trying. You research about it. There will be trainings. And once I understood the way it needs to be delivered, it was so interesting that I think I was very good at it. So I was in Oak Ridge for 2 years, and then I got a very good opportunity in Neve. I was a team lead there for 3 years. And for some reason, I wanted to quit Neve. And that's when the pandemic happened. So, you know, I didn't get any job for 2 months, to be honest, because, you know, there were no vacancies in any school. There were no hiring happening. And during those period, I started talking to people. People started sharing, especially parents, that they are struggling with managing kids at home with online classes and going for work, or even doing work at home. So it was a big struggle for parents. And just to help out one of them, I started with my first tuition. I went there and it went so well. They recommended me to another parent. It went amazing. And like that, I filled up all my slots. And you won't believe, there was a time where I used to leave home at 6 in the morning, come back at 11 at night, constantly all alone. And the demand kept increasing. So I was just wondering, I didn't want any parent to suffer and I can't be there. So I thought of hiring one teacher to work for me. And I started allotting her to different students, and her slots got full. And that's how it all started. Now I have a team of around 17 to 18 teachers working along, doing a great job, fabulous job, being very unique and amazing. And yes, it's been 2 years for Mining Minds, and we are doing great.
That's awesome. Yes. That's awesome. And that's great to hear. And I always enjoy hearing success stories and stories of how people, especially in the most difficult of times, right, come and find a way to, yes, make things work. And it's,
and you know, Jeremy, there was, I felt good because I was creating opportunity. That's what everybody needs, you know.
Right.
We need opportunity.
Right.
And they were teachers with really good background, but not having the opportunity to deliver it, you know.
Right.
So it felt amazing to giving that opportunity to them and creating that platform for them to perform.
Right.
That was the best feeling ever.
Right.
There were teachers who were jobless, same as me, when not getting any jobs. But, you know, they are still with me, touch wood.
Right.
It's been 2 years, yes.
Right. Yeah, and I will want to talk about Mining Minds a little more, but this Mining Minds is specifically IB?
The whole, I wanted to be it as IB specifically, but then there were other parents too from other state or, you know, other boards
mm-hmm.
who needed our help. So I can't be selfish on that part. So I also added some teachers from other backgrounds to also deliver with, you know, CBSE mm-hmm. and state board syllabus. So it's a mix, you can say, but more of IB.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. And I will want to talk more about different curriculums and talk about how it's going to help parents and children together. But we're going to take a small little break right now.
Okay.
Because now we are going to go into a rapid fire question round.
Okay.
And like the title of the segment suggests, it is rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be nice if you can answer as quickly as you can, but you don't have to. If you do want to think about it and give a more, even like long answers and short answers, there are times where you can explain yourself, right? Because it will be fun.
Okay.
And if you're uncomfortable with answering any question, you don't have to. You can just say skip and we'll move ahead.
Done, yeah. Sure.
Okay, good. What do you, what is the first thing you do in the morning?
Snooze.
Yes.
And it goes on for an hour.
Yeah, a couple of snoozes. Yeah, yeah. When are you most productive in the day?
Nights.
Okay, okay, yes. A night owl, is it?
Yes.
All right, yeah. What chore do you hate doing at home?
I think that would be sweeping and mopping.
Okay, okay. What motivates you every day?
My work.
All right.
Yes.
What is your favorite band?
Band? I think...
Or artist.
Backstreet Boys. Okay, I think, yes, I love listening
all right,
to them.
All right, okay, awesome. Which song can you sing all day?
All day? So many. Recently, I've been listening to Halka Halka Surur Hai. So, yes.
Okay, all right. Which event in your life would make a good movie?
I think my college days.
All right. What is the most useful subject that you've got from school when you were a student?
Subject?
Yeah.
That would be science.
Okay.
Yes.
What is the weirdest thing you've seen an animal do?
I don't want to say it, but yes, maybe puking.
Okay. Okay. If you were the president for a day, what are some of the things you would do?
Something about the traffic for sure. Yes. And as I'm in the line of education, would love to bring about a change and give a lot of opportunities for teachers to upgrade, because I think the courses are so expensive. They can't afford even they want to. And I think school should provide for them, or like just the government should provide for them, just upgrading teachers.
All right. Which superpower would you want?
I want to be invisible or even fly.
Right.
That would be so easy.
Okay. Your go-to pastime?
Movies.
Movies. All right.
And dancing.
Okay. Okay. What's your favorite food?
Chaats, pani puri.
Okay. Who was your childhood hero?
My dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you overcome your fears?
By talking about it, definitely. Talking to my husband, talking to my parents. I can overcome it very easily. Or actually facing it.
Okay. At what age do you wish to retire?
To be honest, I want to reduce my work as I grow old. I never want to retire. I just want to be very healthy and going.
All right. What quote signifies you?
What quote? I don't remember the exact thing, but I read it in one of the books. It said, people who come in your life, they have a chapter to play and teach you a lesson. And then they go, their path's done. So, to be honest, that's what has happened to me. There were many people in my life, played their parts. I've learned so much, and which has evolved me as a person.
Okay.
Yes, it does define me.
All right. All right. What is the best advice you've received?
Never to give up. Never to give up. Keep trying. There's always a door. it will open for you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What trait defines you?
I think I'm my principles. I can't go against it. There are a few set things in my mind. Mm-hmm. If I go against it, I'm very depressed for the whole day. Mm-hmm. I think my principles can't be shaken.
All right. And finally, what is the advice you'd give your 10-year-old self?
Be more crazy. Don't get scared. I think study better.
Yes. Okay. All right. And with that, we have come to the end of our rapid fire
question
round.
Yay.
Great job, Asmita. Yes. 10 points to you. Yes. Anyway. So, like we were talking about earlier, and you said that you started off with IB, and even though you do cater to other syllabuses, you predominantly offer IB tuition, right?
Yeah.
So, one is, I've never really heard of people giving out IB tuition.
Yeah.
So, that's unique in itself, right? So, maybe you can talk a little bit about mm-hmm. that. And two is, why IB? Specifically, why IB? Where does it stand with other syllabuses? And can you talk a little to that?
Right. So I think even many people are clueless about what IB is.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, other syllabus are also great. But I feel it's quite restricted to the syllabus and everything. A year in IB, the students' interests are kept in mind. There's a lot of hands-on experiences which the child can use in daily life, and when they grow also and getting into any profession, you need those skills to apply your knowledge, right? So I remember learning trigonometry and sine, cos, theta. Where are we applying it? I still don't know, being a teacher. I think that's, you know, this is what I'm talking about. IB provide you with the skills you're looking for and helps you grow and evolve in the field you want to be, right? So basic thing, if a child is interested in planes, you won't deviate the child and say, come on, let's learn about plants. But IB is all about channelizing, planning, and getting the child more information about the plane or the interest area. So I think that's where IB is very unique from other subjects, other, you know, syllabus. And I especially wanted to deliver this to the world that, you know, parents don't know how to guide, definitely, because they are not in that field. So I wanted teachers to be part of guiding them, teaching them, providing that help at home. And that was the whole idea about IB. Because, you know, it gets a little tougher when you're grade 5, grade 6, different subject, math, science, it gets a little tougher. You need those specific expert teachers to guide them, right? Not teach also, but to guide, which parents can't do for a while, right? So I love teaching younger age group because you can do so many things with them. They're full of questions, enthusiasm. And I always, even though I'm teaching now, I only take, you know, younger kids. I am still in EYP. So I think that's how it is different. It is, I wish we had it in our times, and definitely we would have been much better, more skilled, with more knowledge and maybe better choices, right?
Right.
But I think we are fortunate to be in that field where we are delivering it now, right?
Yes.
So I'm very happy about it. So, you know, teaching IB has given me that exposure of what IB can do. And I have seen that difference, right? You know, basic things where a child is using stones or leaves to count, right? The application, you can count anything, you can add anything. It's just so vast. I think IB doesn't restrict you. That's the best part. But other curriculums does restrict you a bit.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
All curriculums have their own merits,
yes,
to it and everything.
Yes.
But having been in an IB setup, right, I understand a lot about what you're saying,
yes,
because it also helps a lot with how you deliver theater,
right,
and how you deliver music.
Very
and different
true.
Things like,
yes,
that, right? So IB's the IB approach or the IB method is something that I've not only been a part of but tried to apply to whatever I'm
right.
doing as well. So I understand quite,
yes,
well. But What are some of the challenges that you face in doing what you're doing now with Mining Minds, both in terms of handling teachers and bringing kids together in different places, and even like with parents?
So I think the basic struggle is finding the right teacher. So if there's a demand for IB tuition, I should see the background of the teacher and provide that. So having good teachers with that background, with that knowledge, is a struggle to find, to be honest. So also the area, if, you know, there's a requirement in Electronic City, I might not have any contact or teachers available. So it feels bad to let that child go. And, you know, it's kind of a struggle for parents, but I try my best. I take a period of time, find a teacher, connect to them, have a demo. We always have a demo to see how the child and the teacher are bonding. It is very important, that rapport. So I think finding a teacher with the right knowledge for that right age group is a big challenge. Even now, after 2 years, it's a big challenge. And, you know, resources to generate, to for the child to use it. Right? Because of the restriction in timing for teachers, they can't actually develop resources every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite expensive if you buy it, right? So that is also a struggle, a bit of planning and handling those struggle for the other teachers. So I think these are the two basic things. And to be honest, teaching is a field where we are not paid that much, right? So there's a negotiation which I feel bad about, because, you know, the amount of energy, planning, everything delivered by the teacher is, you can't put a money on it, right? And I think parents need to understand this bit, that we are not demanding much. We are demanding our time, our energy.
Right.
And I think teachers should upgrade their pay.
Right. But otherwise, I would think that the response is pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's crazy. Especially during summer, people do offer a short course just to brush up on the skills and concepts for the kids during the summer holidays. That's also an option. If they want to go for thrice a week and of every day, Monday to Friday, there's always a flexible option given to them, and it works according to their timetable, because we don't want the child also to be overloaded with things. They have other activities to do. So we are flexible on that. You know, our main purpose is just providing that help if needed by the parent to guide the child. So we are always ready to work it out the way it is.
Okay.
So, you know, in fact, there was a demand of like a whole class set up for a week for a child. So they wanted music, they wanted dance, they wanted art and craft, they wanted also studies. So we are flexible to provide those four teachers and plan the timetable for the month.
Mm-hmm.
So there were four teachers going home and the child was engaged for 4 to 5 hours. Right. So it's very flexible that way.
Okay. Yeah. So I know that you started off online.
No, it was never
offline?
Online.
Okay. It was always offline.
It's always offline.
Okay.
Yes. So, I want it to be offline, because I feel teacher and the kid is more productive when it's offline, because I've tried online, it doesn't work that great.
Right.
So, but there are students in Hyderabad and other cities too, who are opting for online classes because the teacher is not available there. So there are few going online, but those are for higher grades.
Right.
Yes. But I would never recommend online classes for younger ones.
Correct.
Never.
Definitely. Yes. And do you see yourself and Mining Minds probably having a center that students can come to? Or would you always prefer to have the model where we send teachers home?
Right. So the idea is to grow with time, seeing the demand, or what they want from us, in fact. So when I talk to parents, there are so many things. They don't have a driver to send the child to a center. They don't have time to take the child. So, you know, just finding solution to such basic problems of parents where, you know, because of their restrictions, the child is not driven from, you know, these basic opportunities to learn new things. So that's why Mining Minds, it's not any name particularly with tuitions. I want to create something or build something which helps a child to, you know, mine their minds, to be more curious, to be more, you know, out there, more creative. So the whole idea is I want to build a center or a play school. You know, it's going on, the talk's going on. So it will take a while, but where their minds are churned, they are more confident, they are risk takers. And yes, tuitions will go on if required and if the demand is there, one-on-one tuitions. But I would definitely want a center. And that would specifically be for the early years, because I feel that is the basic, where if you build them there, you mold them there, everything is in place. Mm-hmm. The roots should be strong. So it, I want it for the early years.
Right, right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I hope that does happen. And yes. I hope that eventually you're able to have your own center and have kids come there and everything, right? So another thing that I want to talk to you about is, are they like, so I know you talk to parents and you try to get them on board, and they obviously want to know what you have to offer.
Right.
Right. So even if you tell them, there are certain things that you want them to do as well.
Right.
Do a little homework, come to different places, right? Mm-hmm. So what would you tell people who are interested in knowing a little bit more of what you do in terms of articles they can read, resources, anything, right? So would you direct them in a, to a certain place?
So I feel internet is filled with information. Mm-hmm. And if they want to know specifically about Mining Minds, then I think they can connect to me. That's the best source. Because though there are pages on Instagram and Facebook, but it's not been uploaded with things. Sorry about that, because I didn't have time. But yes, they can always connect with me. They can connect with parents. And to be honest, I never had to explain anything to the parents, because it's all recommended. They know from their friends' experience that, yes, it's going great. It's going fine. Please approach Ms. Asmita for if you want it for your child. So it's all, you know, talked about there, and they come. And yes, of course, if they have any queries, they always ask me, and I do give an answer for that. So I think best place will be me to approach me for now. But yes, soon, maybe online, somewhere on Instagram and Facebook.
All right. Yes. All right. And now I'm just going to give you a little time to plug whatever you want. Do you have something coming up? Do you have an event or some place that you can send them to?
No, I wish I would, but not for now. Yes, but I will keep you posted so that you can always add it up
Right. Yes. and if they have to get in touch with you to find out more about what you do, how can our viewers and listeners do that?
So they can mail me on miningminds@gmail.com, or they can get in touch with me on call. I can share the number if you want.
That's up to you.
So, yes, maybe he can put it with the link.
Right.
Yes. So, they can get in touch with
me. Right. And I will definitely put those details down in the description for wherever you're listening to it, and on YouTube as well. And I will put the email address, but I will also link your social media handles.
Yes.
So as and when you put things up, they'll be updated.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, yeah, you can check those out.
Now I think I'm in pressure to add it up and take out time to do that.
Right. It helps. It helps a lot, actually.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me. And I was able to learn quite a bit. But I know that our viewers and listeners enjoy listening to what other people have to say as well. But most specifically, if you have a message to students in general, either based on our conversation or your general philosophy, what would you tell them?
I think I would like to say that please take your teachers as a friend, a guide, than a strict person who wants you to learn. And to be honest, learning is fun. Try it out. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And in the same way, what is a message you would give parents?
Parents, a lot of things. I think, first of all, I should appreciate them for being so open-minded to the change that is happening. The best thing I notice these days is understanding your child. So please continue to talk to your children, understand them, stop comparing them to, you know, your neighbor, the other peers. Don't do that. Your child is super unique. You're blessed to have them. So, you know, just celebrate that and don't take your child back from any of the opportunities.
Awesome. Yes. And I think that is the perfect way to end this conversation on a high note like that. So once again, thank you so much, Asmita, for being part of this entire process. And I not only enjoyed having this conversation with you, but I was able to learn quite a bit as well and understand a little more about what you do and what you offer and what people can get from you as well. So thank you so much. And you and I have been talking about collaborating in some sense.
Yes, yes.
So I do hope
you'll see
that,
us soon together.
I do hope that
definitely
happens
yes.
sooner down the pipeline than later. So yeah, thank you so much once again.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, Jeremy. First of all, you taking this interview, I'm blessed. Thank you so much for having me here and taking out your time to conduct this. I had a blast.
Oh,
thank you so much.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. Thank you once again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from Troposphere and Troopercast, you can follow us on Instagram. The handle is @TheRateOfTroposphere. And make sure to watch our podcast videos on YouTube. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.